for your word. We thank you that when Jesus came and lived on earth, he said so many great things to help us understand who he was and what he was and what that meant for the whole world. We pray today, Lord, that as we think about this saying, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, that we might understand you just a bit more and love you a lot more. Amen. Well, does anybody remember us talking about Jesus, the light of the world, recently? When did we last talk about Jesus, the light of the world? Advent, carol service, all the way through Advent, we talked about this theme of Jesus, the light of the world. And it came to today, well, I didn't just start preparing this sermon today, just in case you're worried. It came to thinking about today, and I was thinking, what does it actually look like, Jesus, the light of the world? What kind of a light would it be? How could we find a light that was big enough? Is the light on your phone big enough to be Jesus, the light of the world, do you think? No? Okay, we'll have to catch up a bit. What about something like a light bulb on the ceiling? Is that as light as Jesus, the light of the world? No, golly gosh. Well, so the best I could come up with was this. This was the best I could come up with. The biggest light I could find was this fella here. Do we think that's as bright as Jesus, the light of the world? It's pretty bright, isn't it? If you look at it, yeah? Who's looked at it? Yeah, who can't look at it? Lots of people can't look at it. Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. When I read this passage, Jesus is the light of the world, I thought, gosh, what are we going to say that's different to what we've already said throughout the whole of Christmas? Otherwise, it's going to be really boring, isn't it? If we're just talking about the same things. Is it very bright? Yes, it's very bright, the light of the world. But that's something struck me in this passage when I read it for the first time. And that is that in this passage, it tells us, if we look at it closely enough, there is no shadow when God's light shines. Who prefers it if I do that? Lots of you, because you're all in the shadow of my hand. If I take my hand away, there it is again. Some of you are really struggling with this light. There is no shadow when God shines a light, because in verse 12, we read that God says, that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The whole world is bathed in light. The whole world. We know that death casts a shadow. We read that in Psalm 23, that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We all know that death comes to us once, twice, when friends die or family die, when your rabbit dies. Helen in the church office, their rabbit died this week. Everybody cried except Helen. She was so excited. Don't tell her children that. But God's light casts no shadow because it bathes everybody everywhere. Isn't it nice this morning, just to illustrate it, the sun is streaming through the windows on that side of the church and you're getting blinded by the light here and you're getting blinded by the light there. You don't know which way to look. God's light surrounds everybody. It's for the whole world. It doesn't matter whether it's in this country or that country. It doesn't matter who it is. God's light shines everywhere. But, you know, we're very good at trying to hide from God's light. We turn our eyes, we look away, we go into corners so that we can do things where we think the light doesn't shine. I'm going to just tilt that up a bit for now. Is that better? Yeah, you see, it's not really better. That's what we do. We hide. That's better. Jesus' light is better. Is it always comfortable? Not always comfortable. But when it's there, that's what it's supposed to do. Shine brightly onto each one and every one of us. But like I say, you can hide. You can stand out of the way, or you think you can. But God's light does something else. I need some big volunteers for this. Some tall adult volunteers. This is not a children's volunteer one, this one. It will be in a minute. So I need some big adults. You don't have to be silly. You're quite safe. I just need you to hold this and stretch it out. So would somebody like to grab an end? Thank you, sir. Take it as far as you can. Lovely. Right down the middle. That doesn't matter. You're an adult. That works for me. Okay. Take hold of it, and then I'll let you hold it up in a minute. Okay, don't go too far. Now then, whatever you do, don't stick your fingers in the holes. I mean that quite seriously. Don't stick your fingers in the holes. Come back to me a little bit. Come back to me a little bit. I should have done that beforehand. There we go. Okay. Right. The light of God doesn't just stay in one place, doesn't just shine out from one place it'll never move from. The light of God goes out. And it goes out to all kinds of different places. Start with that one. Hold on to that with one hand. Thank you very much. Okay. Now somebody, somewhere, in front of them, on their seat, has got an envelope. Who's got an envelope? Excellent. If you've got an envelope, stand up. Can I have another volunteer who's not going to drop this to stand next to me? Okay, you stand next to me. Robbie, come on out. This is Robbie. He's one of our cub leaders. He's about to be a scout leader. And hopefully in May, we're going to baptize his little daughter, Evie. Evie? Evie. What does it say on your piece of paper?
Every woman.
Every woman. Jesus' light is for every woman. Thanks, Robbie. You can sit down. Okay, who's got another one? We'll have to go quick because there's a lot. Come on, open it up. You can all open your letter up. Quick, quick, quick. Imagine it's a Christmas present. It isn't, but imagine it is. Okay. What does that say?
It says every boy.
Every boy. Jesus' light is for every boy, every woman, every boy. What does it say on yours? Bring yours out. What does it say? My enemies. Jesus' light shines on my enemies. We might not want that to be the case. We might not like the idea of that, but that's what's happening. Jesus' light shines on my enemies. Let's have another one. Thank you, Lauren. What does yours say?
Every girl.
Every girl. Okay. Who's next? Come on up. Next person. La, la, la. What does that say?
Every man.
Okay, so far we've got Jesus' light shines on every woman, every boy, every girl, every man, on my enemies. Where are we going next? It shines. Oh, we need another bulb because the love of God keeps shining. Okay. It shines in the west. Anybody got anything that goes within the west? Hey? Anybody got a?
Got the east over there.
Come on, east, bring it out. In the east, in the west. Let's just put that there, Terry, so we use up a bit of space.
Yes.
Have we got any more to go with east and west? Have we got a north and south? Come on out, south. Okay. When you've given us, you can go and sit down now. That's all right, Peter. You can sit down. There's a south. It shines in the south. What do we mean by north, south, east? We got another one. Where's? What are we missing? We're missing north. Who's got north? It's here somewhere. There's an envelope not opened. Oh, we'll come back for that. So it shines on, oh, another bulb, my family. It shines on my family. Not just my family, but your family. Do you like everybody in your family? Don't answer that. Is anybody you don't like? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes we don't like our brothers or sisters. Sometimes we don't like our mums or our dads. When I was little, I used to, if I got told off, which I know you find hard to imagine, I used to go into the front room and I used to walk around and count all the people that I did like and then count all the people I didn't like. And if my mum had... Everyone in my street. In my street. Gosh, do you know everybody in your street?
Yes.
Isn't it funny? I knew you would. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that we don't know everyone in our street, but God does, and his light shines on every single person in the street. Who else have we got?
My friends.
My friends. It's nice to know that God shines on our friends, isn't it? But we've already said he shines on our enemies as well. That's quite incredible, isn't it, that God should shine on all these people. And his light just keeps on going. The brightness stays the same. He shines on everybody as far away as
Brazil.
And at the other side of the globe, well, who's got the other one?
Australia.
Bring it out.
Well, I'm glad he's shining out.
Well, yeah, you see, Madge, we're shining just on your rallies in Australia. And anybody else who's got relatives in Australia? You've got relatives in Australia. Kathy and Alan are in Australia. Well, there you go. So never mind east to west, north or south. Actually, real places. Not just this kind of, well, somewhere over there and somewhere across there. But actually real places where real people live. Can you pass that to me there, Madge, just by your foot?
We've found north.
Thank you. Excellent. North, okay. Tell I've not had much to eat today, can't you? How are we doing? What have we got left? Oh, gosh, Roger's got two there. Okay, so the light of Jesus shines on...
Do you want that one?
Yeah. Hindus. Who knew that? I mean, who knew that? Have we got one that goes with Hindus?
Yeah.
Muslims. Hey, it's dodgy spelling. Well, there you go. I didn't use my spell check. The light of Jesus shines on people of every race and every faith. And you know, sometimes in the church, we like to really think that Jesus' light is just for us. And Jesus really is disapproving of everybody else. And his light is not for those people who don't believe in him. But his light is. There is a lot more to get from Jesus by trusting him and loving him. But, you know, his light, he says, is for the whole world. Now, that's a bit of a challenge to us as Christians, because if we keep Jesus to ourselves, we're not recognizing who he is. We have to recognize he came for everybody to shine his light on everybody. Even teachers, and where's the other one that goes with teachers? No. Politicians. Where's politicians? There we go. Now, I'm not saying they're in the same group, because that would be very harsh. But, you know, people who we don't always agree with, people in authority, people who try and teach us things or tell us things, Jesus' light shines on anybody who works or has a job, who leads us. Everyone in my class. Do you like everybody in your class? Everybody? Yeah? No. Thank you, John, for being honest there. Well, Jesus' light shines on all of them as well. Sorry, this is a long list. And then if you're a bit old for school, didn't give me a chance to finish, everyone in my office. Do you like everyone in your office? Everyone that you work for or work with or works for you? Well, Jesus says, I shine my light on all of them. Okay, who have we got left? Thank you. Thank you. Happy people. Hey, Jesus' light shines on happy people. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Yeah? Really happy people bathing in the sunlight. But what? Oh, thank you, Madge. Excellent job. You're a happy person today. Excellent. But his light also shines on. Thank you, Nina. Sad people. Sad people. Isn't that good to know that actually we don't worship a God who's only interested in happy people, who, you know, doesn't want to sit with the miserable people. No, oh, I don't want to sit. That person's awfully miserable. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to go near them. Well, Jesus says, actually, I've come for happy people and sad people. Who else has he come for? Roger, come on out. Let's have the first. Well, let's have Sherston. You come out with yours. What does yours say? Shout out. Jesus' light shines on hungry people. That's not people who've been having a fast for the last 24 hours, because we got to choose to do that. This is people who have no choice and live with hunger all the time. People who aren't walking past the Kit Kats saying, oh, when will my fast end? People who are hungry, Jesus' light shines on them. He cares about them. He sees them. But he also cares about people who waste food. People who've got too much food and they throw half of it away. Don't know if, does that remind you of anybody? Yeah? Better eat up all the bacon at the end of the service. That's all I'm saying. Jesus' light shines on people who have no food and people who have lots of food. Come on out. What's your name? Eliana. Come on out. People who have, what does it say on yours?
People with lots of money.
Jesus' light shines on people with lots of money. That might be surprising because, you know, Jesus says that money is the root of all evil and you cannot serve God and money. But, you know, in the Bible, Jesus says he loves two people. He only says two people that he loves. One is the disciple whom Jesus loved, and the other, anybody know? The rich young ruler. He is the only other person that Jesus says he loves, speaking those words. How incredible is that? Because you see, Jesus isn't partial about who he loves. He just loves everybody. No, I want the other one. Where's the other one? People who have no money. We got a people who have no money. I thought we had a people who have no money. No. No, 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 no. No, it's somewhere. Anyway, it's hiding somewhere. Okay, let's have loving people. Jesus' light shines on people who are good at loving one another. Well, that's nice to know, isn't it? Hey, if we love one another, Jesus' light shines on us. But he also has a light. This same light shines on people who are unkind. Oh, that's a bit harsh, that. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think Jesus' light should shine on unkind people, do you? Except that. Oh, have you found one? Which one have you got? Upside down. People who live on their own. That's all right, don't worry about it. That's just as good. People who live on their own. People who live with their families. Have we got someone who lives with their families? Is that somewhere? Yep, yep. Excellent. Thanks, Anne. People who live with their family, whether you live on your own, whether you live on your family. God isn't fussy, you know. God isn't waiting for you to swipe left or right and find the right person before he shines his light on you. Sometimes the church thinks that marriage is the greatest estate ever. Well, if you live on your own, the Lord still loves you. His light still shines. If things are better on your own, the Lord still loves you. His light still shines. Okay, what have we got left? Let's have adults and really old people. Come on, Dick. If you can manage. Thank you very much. Jesus' light shines on adults and really old people and also on young people and children. You see, you need a youth leader to do that for you. That's what Geraldine is. His light shines on the young and the old. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old or what you look like. And then we've got, finally, people who look like me and people who look like you. Doesn't matter what we look like, Jesus' love shines on all. Right, hold that up, folks. Hold that up, nice and high. There we go. Thank you. Look at all the things that Jesus' light shines on, all the people, all the types of places, from beginning to end, from the start of time to the end of time. In the Bible, it talks about Jesus being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of the alphabet and the end of the alphabet. So it doesn't matter what time we're talking about. It doesn't matter what place we're talking about. It doesn't matter what gender we're talking about. It doesn't matter whether they're good people or bad people. It doesn't matter whether they're people who look like me or people who look like you. Or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not for us to say where Jesus' light will shine. It is so bright that nobody is in its shadow. Nobody can hide from it. We can't put it out. We can't take anybody off this list. We can put more on because Jesus' light just keeps going and going and going. And I haven't got any more things written down, but you could write something. There might be something in there that you might write, and it might even want to just be your name. You might have forgotten that Jesus' light shines on you. You might want to put somebody else's name on that line there. Somebody that you care about or you're worried about or somebody you don't like. Jesus' light shines on them. Does anybody want me to switch this light off now? Yeah? Well, that's a bit sad, but I will. Do you want me to switch any of these lights off? No. Because to know that we are in amongst the light of God at every stage, in every place, is something that should keep us all hopeful, joyful, safe and secure. To know that the light of Jesus, whoever we are, shines on us, shines on everybody. And it's that simple this morning. Think about who else you would put on this line. Think about who else needs to go on this line. Think about who you wouldn't want to come off this line. And be glad that the light of Jesus never leaves anybody in the shade or in the shadows. The darkness can never switch it off. Nobody is ever excluded. Not even you and not even me. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of the world and that that light is for the whole world and the whole of time. And that means us and everybody else. May that light shine in our hearts that we might know the truth, that we might know you better, that the darkness that's inside us might be chased away, and that we might know that you love us now and evermore. Amen.